This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He is the number one attraction at Borgata.
Right here.
But he didn't hit a home run with this one. He struck out.
Wow.
And we'll talk about it. We also got the hot seat coming up. But on the line right now is one of our favorite people in this industry from 670 The Score. Matt Spiegel's on the line in Chicago. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Angelo. Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's good to be on with my radio godfather, Mr. Cataldi.
Well, Matt, I want to make this a little more personal today because Rhea reminded me that you're from our area. Where did you grow up, Matt?
I grew up in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, between Princeton and Trenton. My dad and mom met at Trenton High School, and my dad right now lives in Lambertville, right across from New Hope in Bucks County up
nice.
That way.
That's awesome. Now, when you were a kid, Matt, who did you root for?
Well, my dad was a Red Sox fan, so I inherited that and still carry that with me. But the beauty of living in Central Jersey in the 70s and the early 80s is that I had the New York and Philly channels. So I got four football games every Sunday,
Wow. Usually.
At least three, maybe four just on the locals. So I was all over the joint. My brother was a Dolphins fan, so I was kind of a Dolphins fan. My dad was a Giants fan, so I'm all over the joint. But now 30 years in Chicago, I've been fully indoctrinated, although my wife still doesn't call me a local. You know how that goes.
Well, here's the thing, Matt. As you're watching the Eagles get ready to play the Bears at 12-1, do you ever look back and go, man, I have my choice here. I could have picked the Eagles. I got a Super Bowl 5 years ago. I got a chance again this year. We're in pretty good shape here, Philadelphia, right now. We can't even believe it ourselves.
Yeah, I have my moments. I saw him at the vet when Harold Carmichael extended the streak of games with a catch. I remember they threw like a quick wide receiver hitch to him. I remember Jaworski doing the polka after they made the Super Bowl. But I didn't go that way. Yes, I wish I had. You seem to have figured some things out, or at least Howie Roseman has figured some things out. I mean, to be this good. After, you know, Foles and Wentz and Peterson are all gone, and it's a whole new thing. And you got to understand, in Chicago, you're the template. We look at you and we're like, how do the Justin Fields Bears become the Jalen Hurts Eagles? And I don't think we can do it by next year, but maybe the year after that. And we're looking around and trying to figure out where the Eagles allocate their resources in terms of salary cap dollars and how many weapons you got to get Justin Fields. And, you know, we did a whole segment yesterday. Who's going to be our A.J. Brown? You know, is DeAndre Hopkins next year going to be disgruntled in a rebuilding Arizona? Is Mike Evans going to be disgruntled in Tampa? Are they going to look to get out from under that deal after Tom Brady leaves? Maybe the Bears can pull a trade for a true number one like that. So we look at the Eagles as the template as we prepare to get our ass kicked on Sunday.
All right. Well, hold on. We hope you're right about that, Matt. But I got to tell you, we're watching Justin Fields, and we are seeing a lot of the qualities we see with Jalen Hurts. The thing with Hurts is he's totally committed to the job. Is Fields the same way? What's he like?
You know, that's a great question, and the answer is yes. His character is awesome. His work ethic is awesome. Teammates love him. Coaches love him. Remember, this is a new regime who came in after Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy had drafted Fields and botched their handling of last year on their way out the door. So this new regime was not bought in at all on Justin, and by midseason they are. And a big reason is that stuff that he has, the character, the toughness, the resilience, the guy who wants to play hurt, who tries to play hurt, guy who sacrifices the body, guy who apologized in the locker room. It was great. It was the same week where Zach Wilson took no accountability at the postgame press conference for the Jets. It was amazing. Justin Fields apologized to his teammates for not getting it done at the end of a game when he was an absolute miracle on offense. I think he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week that week, and he still apologized because they couldn't quite get over the hump. So incredibly impressed with him as a dude, and I've proclaimed, you know, it a couple different times, a couple different ways, but I feel like the Bears finally found their guy. This is their franchise quarterback, and I'm telling you, this is an organization defined by quarterback starvation, Angelo. We've never had a 4,000 yard passer, never had a 30 touchdown passer in a single season. The Bears have never had a guy, and so, you know, it's a very, very excited town, even as the losses pile up.
All right, well, Matt, that's all well and good, but you still have ties to our area. How have defenses successfully stopped Fields? What do you do? Because he's had some monster games, and he's had some games where he didn't have big numbers. Well, how do you do it? What's the key?
The key is not letting him get outside. So if he does any of the zone reads and he runs, you have to defend it, and they probably will. It's called the mesh charge, where they go after the quarterback at the mesh point there where he might hand it off. Just go after the quarterback, and that's what people have been doing. And then the secondary plays what they call quarters coverage, where it's like one quarter of the field from left to right is covered by the four different guys. So you all stay there, so if Fields starts to run, you can jump up. But this is the stuff that everybody tries to stop Jalen Hurts with, and it doesn't work, right? And like, so, you know, you've seen it where one week Jalen will run for, what, 150 against Green Bay, and the next week he throws for 320 or whatever it is, as the defenses can't do both. So we're hoping Fields learns that, and we'll see which option we get on Sunday.
How concerned should the Eagles be about facing the Chicago defense?
Very, very little concern.
Really?
I would be deeply, God, there's so many things I'd be more concerned about. The national debt, you know.
Climate change.
Yeah, climate change. My God. Peace in the Middle East. You know, it's filling out the Christmas present list. Like, this is not.
No.
This is not something to be concerned with. In the secondary, there's some guys. Jalen Johnson is a great shutdown cover corner, although they don't usually have him follow somebody. So he'll be on Devonta Smith or AJ. And, he doesn't get targeted, though, because everybody else you should target. We got a couple of rookies in the secondary. Brisker and Gordon were fun. Enjoy the linebacker, Jack Sanborn, undrafted out of Wisconsin, a local kid from around the Chicagoland here. Who is probably going to be the starting middle linebacker on the Chicago Bears next year. He is now, since they traded Roquan Smith. He's got great instincts. He's fun to watch. But this defensive line is trash. Absolute trash.
Run the ball.
Matt, oh, God.
So you're picking the Eagles, right? You're picking the Eagles?
Eagles could win without throwing a pass. I truly believe that the Eagles could win this game without throwing a pass. But if you do throw a pass, then you'll win by a lot. So
Let's speak a last thing. Food. Keith Jones is here. He loves Chicago. He goes all over North America. Food.
Outstanding.
Philadelphia versus Chicago. Who has better food?
Oh God, I got to tell you. You know, I love a tomato pie. It's a very specific Trenton brand of tomato pie. De Lorenzo's in Robbinsville. Used to be in Trenton, but. And I love Philly food, but no, Chicago kills, man.
Really?
I'm sorry.
What's the best thing?
Everything. Any cuisine you want. But right now, we've got a Restaurant Row on Randolph here, Fulton Market. Like, there's like four different Top Chef winners who've come to this spot to open their restaurant.
Yeah.
And there's 20 incredible restaurants all right there next to each other. So the Girl and the Goat, Stephanie Izzer's place, Au Cheval, the best hamburger you'll ever have in a diner style setting, but more fancy. Oh, there's so many. There's so much good stuff.
Sounds great. Matt, you're awesome, man. I love talking to you. We're proud of you. You went to the big city and you're doing great there. And I'm going to be talking to you later because I'll be coming on your show. So it sounds like fun. Matt, thanks.
I love it. I love the crisscross. Thanks, everybody. Angelo, great to talk to you as always.
Matt Spiegel, ladies and gentlemen. What a nice guy.